I was there when he came for her. She didn't want to go. But you don't say no to Benito Ramirez. Her old man would have beat her bloody. Yeah? Well, she's been beaten bloody anyway. I found a parking place on Hamilton, one block from the emergency entrance. I set the alarm, and Jackie and I took off at a trot. She had about 200 pounds on the hoof, and she wasn't even breathing hard when we pushed through the double glass doors. I guess humping all day keeps you in shape. A woman named Lula was just brought in by ambulance, I told the clerk. The clerk looked at me, and then she looked at Jackie. Jackie was dressed in poison green shorts with half her ass hanging out, matching rubber sandals, and a hot pink tank top. "Are you family?" she asked Jackie. "Lula don't got any family here." "We need someone to fill out forms." "I guess I could do that," she said. When we were done with the forms, we were told to sit and wait. We did this in silence, aimlessly thumbing through torn magazines, watching with inhuman detachment as one tragedy after another rolled down the hall. After a half hour, I asked about Lula and was told she was an X-ray. "How long would she be an X-ray?" I asked. The clerk didn't know. It would be a while, but then a doctor would come out to talk to us. I reported this to Jackie. "Huh," she said. "I bet." I was a quart down on caffeine, so I left Jackie to wait and went in search of the cafeteria. I was told to follow the footprints on the floor, and darned if they didn't bring me to food. I loaded a takeout carton with pastries, 2 large coffees, and added 2 oranges just in case Jackie and I felt the need to be healthy. I thought it was unlikely, but I figured it was like wearing clean panties in case of a car crash. It never hurt to be prepared. An hour later, we saw the doctor. He looked at me, and he looked at Jackie. Jackie hiked up her top and tugged at her shorts. It was a futile gesture. "Are you family?" he asked Jackie. "I guess so," Jackie said. "What's the word?" "The prognosis is guarded but hopeful. She's lost a lot of blood, and she's suffered some head trauma. She has multiple wounds that need suturing. She's being taken to surgery. It will probably be a while before she's brought to her room. You might want to go out and come back in an hour or two." "I'm not going nowhere," Jackie said.